Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. And gosh, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Love to hear from you and just to say hi and see how life's treating you. And we've got another amazing show for you today. I do want to remind you that you can stream us on kvta.com, or you can download our podcast and take us anywhere and everywhere with you. And please share our show. We've got some amazing guests. And today, I always, like other days, I love to start my show with something uplifting. And today is Be the Reason Someone Smiles to You. And that's what it's all about. Today, make somebody smile, because you're going to actually help yourself at the same time. I am really excited. Drew Berman is joining me today here on my show. And he is an international speaker, a best-selling author, a peak performance strategist, and an avid traveler. He's got so many things going on. He is one of my mentors, and I really love to work with him. He invited me to do a book with him, which we just got published and also best-selling authors now. It was number one on Amazon. Drew Berman, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for that introduction, and I appreciate you so much. I am here. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. I love doing my show, and I love sharing great people like yourself. And so I am so excited. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this incredible book that we just got out there. Tell everybody a little bit about it. And, of course, it is called Network Marketing 2.0 Revealed. And it's really about how everyday marketers are reshaping the industry for a new generation. What does marketing and network mean to you? And I know you are like the king of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. And thank you so much. I studied business in college. So for those young ones that are listening, I graduated college in 1994. And that was a long, long, long time ago. And I studied marketing. I studied marketing and communications. And then I always found myself studying businesses. I'm always intrigued by how businesses work, from being an entrepreneur like in real estate to owning a small business like a deli or a florist to the speaker, author, coach world and how those operate as businesses. And then I found the network marketing business early in 2001. And I define network marketing as this. Marketing is where you share information with a target market that you think would be potentially valuable to them. Now, networking, Kim, and you and I met through networking. We knew people who knew people. We've done a couple podcasts together. We just wrote a book together. So that's networking. Well, when you combine networking with marketing, you get network marketing. Now, some people still don't know what it is. It's a business model that operates like a franchise, but instead of having to invest $1 million or $500,000 or $300,000 or whatever in a McDonald's or a Baskin-Robbins or a 1-800-Florist, you actually can have an e-commerce business that operates online 24/7. It has much more upward potential than a McDonald's with a lot less investment. And the essence of network marketing is you can buy a product or service directly from a company or distributor. You could eliminate some of the middlemen. There's no advertising. And if you have a good experience on this product or service, you can share it with others. You can get your products or services for free. You could turn it into a couple bucks, like a car payment. You could turn it into a couple thousand bucks, maybe a rent or mortgage payment. And then some people treat it seriously turn it into 4 or 5 figure month income. And then some people treat it very seriously. They show up in their skills over a career, and they're able to turn it into a full-time income. I was blessed with a 20-year career in network marketing, and we've been doing it properly now for 20 years. And we found Kim as an expert in the profession, someone who leads with integrity. And Kim's got a huge heart, a huge skill set, and as a contributing author to Network Marketing 2.0, we were able to drive that to bestseller. And we're really entering a generation now, Kim, where we're needing to have a much more sophisticated and honest and integrous entrepreneur, because we're catering to a much more skeptical and savvy customer, client, and user. So I'm thrilled to have your brilliance in the book, as we are going to have wide international impact.
You said that so well. Thank you so much. And thank you for including me too. You know what? I love that, Drew, because you just named it. How many networking businesses do you have?
Yeah, so that's a fun type of question.
Isn't that? I know.
Yeah,
it's interesting. And first of all, I kind of want to even like back up a tiny bit for our listeners out there. In this crazy time of life, when I have to tell you, I've been doing hair forever, own my own salon, have a studio. In the first time of my life, it closed down. Like, that was the one thing that we knew that we would always have, and it closed down. And I have to say, thank God I had my other networking businesses, as well as my radio show. Because when you're sleeping, you still need to be making money. And so many people don't understand this. And you want to work smarter, not harder. And so this is such an important thing for so many people out there that are waiting for somebody else to, you know, to run your show. You can run your own show.
Yeah, and it's a funny dance, right? Because we grew up in a generation where we're being taught to have multiple streams of income. Then people enter our profession, network marketing, and they get so enamored that oftentimes people find one company that they work with. Then oftentimes people find several companies that they work with. And then oftentimes one of my mentors has been in 18 different companies before he settled down with his one. So I would say, as a general rule, it's difficult to create one stream of income, let alone multiple. I'd say, as a general rule, it's important to master one stream of income before developing into another. I was at 5 figures a month in my current company before I started slightly diversifying. And I didn't diversify into other network marketing companies, but I diversified into other income building strategies, other marketing strategies. When I fell into the world of the speaker, author, coach world, I was able to help more people in other companies, and I was able to diversify my income that way. I would say it's very difficult to have multiple network marketing companies. I wouldn't want to have multiple wives at this point. I have one wife, one network
marketing company. One beautiful wife, right?
And one company, one focus. But now, as I'm building my DrewBerman.com brand and the Network Marketing 2.0 brand, and we're creating the world's only MLM concierge, where we assist people from their first customer to their first million and everywhere in between. I now have clients in over 20 different companies, so I'm really learning the mindset of new people, the mindset and language and skills of new people, the mindset, language, skills, habits of professionals. I have one client who was in her company for 3 years, and she never prospected a customer. She never got a customer. She never did a three-way call with her upline. And we coached with her, and we got her to get enough confidence just to do her first couple customer reach outs, just to do her first three-way call with her upline. And that was like a big, 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 big victory, because she was just petrified. She knew what to do. She just didn't understand how to do it. And we celebrated her like it was the Super Bowl. On the same hand, I have clients that are top five in their company I have one client that's making $90,000 a month, and she still deals with the fears and the obstacles and the self-worth and the belief and the time management that I assist people with. So I realize we can help a lot more people now. And with Network Marketing 2.0, we are really creating a paradigm shift within the profession. We are really leading with generosity, integrity, truth, to be honest, is important to tell the truth always. And I teach people, listen, it's good enough to tell the truth. No hype, no BS. People can see through it. Just be honest, work hard, focus, and we're helping people move the needle in life and business.
I love it. And now you talk about the 7 secrets of prospecting. Can you just highlight that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So prospecting and recruiting and enrolling, those are 3 of the steps right there, where we some of it you do reach out, and we have systems and scripts and processes on how to reach out to warm market, how to reach out to cold market. And I've witnessed kind of it all, right? I've done BNI meetings, I've done Chamber of Commerce meetings. We're dealing with people. My dad used to say, how are you doing with those Facebook people? I said, Dad, they're not Facebook people, they're people.
Right.
They're using Facebook as a tool to
I love that.
to communicate, right? So, there's some laws around prospecting and recruiting. Here's one of them. It's only 7 words. I encourage you to write them down. They're great. They've made a lot of people a lot of money. 7 words. Sell the thing that sells the thing.
Meaning, sell the thing that sells the thing. Okay. And what does that exactly mean?
Meaning, talk about the presentation. Talk about the video. If I were promoting this call, I wouldn't talk about all the content that you and I created on this call. I would sell the thing that sells the thing. You've got to meet this lady, Kim. She's really amazing. She hosts this incredible podcast and radio show. She actually interviews some of the top leaders in the world and in the space of networking and marketing and sales leadership. She interviewed me. It was awesome. If I send you the link, will you listen to it? So you sell the thing that sells the thing. So you want to sell the presentation or sell the video or sell an upline or sell the concept or sell the vision. But if you start selling the thing, here's part 2 of the 7 steps. You want to sell benefit, not features. So a lot of people in health and wellness will fall into the trap of selling, oh, I have Juicity Juice. I have Grapeity Grape. It comes from the Himalayas. I have the top formulators in the world. Like, I just got a text yesterday. Hey, Drew, do you know anyone that's using CBD oil? I'm like, yeah, everybody. She's like, oh, I'm still with my company. We just launched the CBD oil. Can I send you the science-based video from one of the formulators?
Like, who cares? Tell me what it can do for me. Exactly. I love it. Okay. So I totally get sell the thing that sells the thing. So, yeah, I can share you with 45,000 listeners. Boom. Done. Right? Mm-hmm. Does that work for you?
Exactly. Here's another one of the 7 rules. We have what they want. We have what they want. 5 words.
Right.
We're not selling the stuff. We're serving the people.
Right.
We're not selling the product. We're solving the problem of our ideal target market. And we know the ideal target market because of the 4 rules of the law of attraction, which we can cover at another time, or people can book a free consult with me if that helps. But we really dive deep, and I'm realizing the psychology of network marketing training companies isn't bad or wrong, but when you're teaching from stage, you're teaching one lane. When I'm working with my clients, I cater the programs to help them, serve them, speak their language so they can win in their space with their circumstances.
We need to talk again after the show because there's so many things we could do together. And I love what you're doing and how you're helping so many people really market themselves and market whatever they're selling. I love it. Drew, how do we find you and how do we find more about you?
Well, thanks for that. I mean, I live at drewberman.com. That's pretty easy. If you Google Drew Berman, you'll find me. I'm on the social media channel of your choice. But if you want to bypass all of that and you just want to cut to the chase and you just want to have a chat, just go to callwithdrew.com. Callwithdrew.com. There's no fluff. There's no hype. It just goes directly to my calendar. I'll see you on my calendar. I'll start the conversation with how can I make your day more wonderful. And that will begin.
Perfect.
So, yeah,
well, thank
you
again, Drew. Thank you. Please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to having you back on. We've got lots more to talk about. So, again,
can't wait. That would be so great.
You got it. Very good stuff there. And again, thank you for being a guest here on the Kim Pagama Show. Please share our show with everyone.
My pleasure. Let's do it again.
You got it. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got Dr. James Mellon, and he is going to be coming on talking about some great events. We do have some giveaways that he is sharing with all of us. So again, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have the pleasure of having Dr. James Mellon join us. And of course, he is the founding spiritual director of Global Truth Center, located right here in Westlake, California. And I have obviously gone tons of times to see him, and he's the most talented, loving, caring person. And we're going to talk a little bit more about all the things, but we are going to be talking about the interview series that he has starting over at the Global Truth Center. Dr. James, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, God, my pleasure, Kim, and thank you. What a beautiful introduction.
Oh, well, there's so many great things, and I have to just tell you, You know, it's like feeling at home when we go there. So my husband and I, and of course, lots of people that we brought there. So I love what you do, and I love what you're sharing. Tell everybody a little bit, just on your words, about the Global Truth Center.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know that my career started on Broadway in entertainment.
Correct.
And after so many years of doing that, something was something was missing, and I've always been very spiritual in nature. And so when I became a minister, which was really not planned, it just kind of happened as I kept taking classes. And one day I just thought, I really need to open my own center. So, you know, I studied a lot of world religions, and I started out as Catholic and then Christian, then Buddhist. So the Global Truth Center is a place for everyone. We honor all paths, all walks of life, Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Catholic, Christian, you know, Muslim, whatever faith drives you, the Global Truth Center is a great place to come and celebrate that. So I wanted to create a place where everybody felt welcome. It didn't matter the color of your skin, the religion you shared, the political party you supported, your sexual preference. It was just, I needed a place where everyone was welcome. Because if we could find a way for the world to be that, we'd be in a much better place.
Oh, amen to that, I have to tell you. But you know what I have to say? You make everybody feel special. And not only that, you actually add the musical entertainment with it, which is so, it's incredible. In fact, I invite all my listeners to join us there, and we'll give out the address and all that. But talk to us about what we're sharing now, and of course, I'm excited to hear about it.
You mean the interview,
the
Ricky Byers? So, you know, my motto is enlightenment through entertainment. And you know what? I gotta say it. But have you watched Ted Lasso yet?
No.
It's a TV series on Apple TV, and I just finally someone has done enlightenment through entertainment to put a positive show into the world where a character is just nothing but kind and nice and always sees the good. And that's what I strive to do. And so I wanted to create a show, and I called it The Interview instead of The Interview, because I wanted to get interesting people that we all know and love and find out what's inside of them, what drives their souls. What got them to where they are from the inside out, not the outside in.
You know that you're so in line with my show, because that's really what my show is all about, the brighter side of life, but how we got there. And you know what else? And I know this is your first time coming on my show, and I'm so excited to have you, is that if somebody else has already journeyed through something, why do we have to journey through it? We can share our experience so that it could be a little bit easier for them. And that's what my show is all about. And so I love The Interview.
Yeah. And it's, I love the song, Always Look to the Brighter Side. What is that song? Always look to the bright side.
Brighter. That's
da-da.
Right. Oh,
da-da,
see?
Da-da,
okay.
Da-da.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
And that is it. You know, life is hard. We have to all agree on that. But
yeah.
It's how we look through it. And, you know, I always say life happens to us, but it's how we walk through it and how we have the tribe around us and the people that can share who we are and help us through that. And so I love what.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us, so who is going to be your first guest? And I know that you are actually gifting us some tickets to give away.
Yes,
and of course, I want to share that
tickets.
They will be live stream, so you don't have to leave the comforts of your home.
Right.
Okay.
You can just log on to the website and you will watch the interview. And this is, so when we first did this, I brought on the poet and the writer, Mark Nepo, who was just brilliant. What he said, Oprah calls him one of the 10 most admirable spiritualists in the world, and he was great. And then Holland Taylor, the Emmy Award-winning actress, she was hysterical. But I also knew she had her master's degree in spiritual psychology. So, and no one knows that. So I wanted to talk about that. But this time, I'm bringing on Ricky Byers, It used to be Ricky Byers Beckwith, Michael Beckwith's wife. They have gone their separate ways, so now she's come back to her name, Ricky Byers. She is an amazing singer-songwriter. She has brought so much music into the world, certainly into the world of spirituality and positive thinking. And she's also an activist. She's a social activist, and she's just someone that I've admired for years and years and years. So I thought, I want to sit with her. So I called her. We had a meeting on Zoom, and she agreed to come to the center, sing a couple songs, and be willing to be wide open to any questions I ask her about her soul and her heart and her marriage with Michael, and, you know, and how did they navigate that. So it's going to be an amazing hour and a half, and I'm very excited. She, when I speak to Ricky, you know, there are people in your life and in the world that when you speak with them, when you sit with them, you just instantly feel elevated. Ricky is one of those people. Yeah. And so it's going to be amazing for everyone that's in the room and anybody that tunes in online.
I love it. Now, are you starting a series of these? Like what, like how often are you doing them? And
well, we were actually, before COVID began, we had done one a month. We were on our second month. And then I was actually going to be doing one with, I'd hoped to do one with John Travolta on grief, because he had lost his son and I had lost my daughter.
And I don't know if you know that I lost a daughter too.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did know your daughter, and, you know, I love watching your family up there. And when you were grieving, we were all grieving, you know, and to watch how you handled it and how your family handled it, you know, it's like I said, life happens to all of us, and it's how we walk through it and know that we're not alone.
And I also think people, when it comes to grief, people but it helps us to know that grief is not something we get over. It's something we learn to live through. I mean, there's never going to be a day where your daughter doesn't come to your mind.
Exactly.
And there's never going to be a day when I don't miss Nora.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we have the tools and the love and the support to grow through this. So So that's really, you know, how this works. So the whole interview process is to give people the opportunity to literally hear how somebody else has navigated, in Ricky's case, separating from a very, very public marriage. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I love that. Again, Dr. James, give everybody, when is that exactly?
It is on September 24th. It is a Friday evening in Westlake Village. If you're coming in person, you do have to call and reserve a seat. I don't even know if there are any left, because of course we're only doing a small studio audience, so that everybody is separated, has their distancing in place, and they'll all be wearing masks. And if it's online, it is on Friday, September 24th, and you'll get your viewers, as we give these away, your viewers will get all of the login and the time and everything, so that they can be sitting in front of their computer, maybe with a glass of wine or a cup of tea, and just enjoying it.
I love it. Yeah, I'm going to try to be there. Let me ask you, is it 880 Hampshire Road, right, in Westlake?
Yes.
Just for our listeners, and again, on Sundays, and you have like so many things. I'm going to put this in our newsletter for our listeners, but also we invite you, right? You invite everybody to join in.
Everyone. And Sunday mornings is at 10 o'clock, and it's just a celebration of love. And, you know, come have some coffee, some tea, and sit with us in the sanctuary. And you're right. Yeah, someone said to me, I really enjoyed the show today after church one Sunday. And I was like, thank you. I said, it sounds so funny hearing you say you enjoyed the show. And they went, well, I feel like every time I come here, I've been to a little bit of a Broadway show.
It is the truth.
And I laugh, but that's how I view celebrating life. through music and dance and singing. And as you know, you've been there. People are up on their feet and dancing. It's just really wonderful.
Well, I love that because it's really from your heart. And that's how I do my show. And people can hear that. They can see it. They can feel it. And so that's what life's about, is doing what you love doing. And you could tell it's truly your passion. So,
you know what's nice about you, too? Since I have you on the phone, I can actually tell you, you have such a calming, authentic voice when you speak.
Thank you.
You don't feel like someone's, even when someone's interviewing you, you don't feel like any of it, you know, pre-thought. You're just so real, and I really appreciate that.
I appreciate that too. Thank you so much. And again, like I said, it's my honor to have you on here. I'd love to give tickets away. We'll open up our phone lines right now, and our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Dr. James, if they don't win them here, how do they purchase tickets? And talk to us a little bit about the pricing.
Sure. They would go to www.globaltruthcenter.org, www.globaltruthcenter.org. And when you go to the website, you will see there is a thing that says community. And you just click on special events, and there it will be there, the interview with Ricky Byers. And you just click on that. It takes you right to the page where you can read everything about her. And so there are three prices. So you can, it's $50 to come in person for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Or you can pay a $100 VIP ticket, if there are any left, I'm not sure, which gives you a reception downstairs, wine and, you know, hors d'oeuvres, and spend some time with Ricky and me. Then you have a reserved seat up in the sanctuary right in front of the stage. And Ricky signs CDs at the end, so she gives out. So that's the VIP ticket, which is $100, $50 for the in-person, and then $25 to just watch it online.
I love it. And I also want to tell everybody, on Sundays you can watch your show, which I really, that's how it is, and I think in all of our eyes, on Sunday. And can you give out that website?
Yes.
Or that link?
It's the same website, it's so easy for us. www.globaltruthcenter.org, and right up on the menu, there's a thing that says live stream. You click on Sunday live stream, the page comes up, and there it is right there.
I love it. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for what you're doing with our community. And, you know, I feel like together we can make this even bigger and better, and I love what you're doing. I want to also just share that for your listeners, tell them that they can, you know, download our podcast. That is The Kim Pagano Show, and hear more. We'd love to have you back again.
Oh, I would love to, Kim, and thank you for having me.
You got it. You take care of yourself, and I can't wait till we see you at that event.
I'll see you on the 24th. Thank you.
You got it. All right, take care. Thank you, James.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Patty Martello, and her book is Meditate to Date and Finding Love Through Self-Discovery. And so if you are one of those that want to get off the dating hamster wheel and find the love you're looking for, stay with us. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that. And again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of. Call in right now for tickets, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, Patty Martello. Patty, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. And I'm excited to talk a little bit about this. And of course, I was telling my listeners, if they want to get off the dating hamster wheel and find the love you're looking for, this is probably a really great book. And I know that you actually went through some changes in your life. You went through a really hard divorce, right? And and you found love in a different way, right? And kind of learned how to deal with it.
Definitely, yeah. So meditation was the key, along with other self-discovery tools like journaling and just taking a break is the most important thing, and to regroup. I think that's what I learned most from it, and not to be in such a big hurry to find it. Find yourself first and find love within yourself first. Then everything else seems to fall into place.
Well, you know, I love that, Patty. Is like we're, you know, most of us were very young when we found our love, what we thought was our love, right? And sometimes, you know, we come up with some challenges in our lives, and then here we are going, oh my gosh, I have to learn this all over, and I'm older now. What did you do to kind of get through that?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned in the book, when I went through the divorce and then I started dating again, it was like I was frozen in time. They froze my body, and I woke up 20 years later to a world I just didn't understand. Things had changed. Technology had changed. The whole dating landscape was different. And so I kind of, my initial approach was all wrong. It was kind of like throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what would stick. And that really wasn't working. So that's when I said I have to stop doing what I'm doing because the way I'm doing it is wrong. And I think, you know, because the paradigm has changed, you know, when you're young and you're in your 20s and you're not dating or you're not in a serious relationship and you're out there, you can go out with your friends. You could go to all, you know, the local bar and just hang out and get to know people. But, you know, when you're divorced in your 40s and you're a mother, going out to bars is no longer an option. Or going out and doing social activities because a lot of people are married and have families. So, you know, it's completely different. And so I decided just to take a break and figure out who I was because all my life I kind of identified with the mate I was with rather than know who I was.
I think that right there is what I was waiting to talk to you about because how do we find ourselves? You know what I mean? I think like sometimes, you know, I've been married for 32 years and sometimes I'm like, is this what my husband wanted or did I even want to do this? You know, like we start to lose who we are.
We do. In fact, at the time when my husband moved out and I was looking around the house at all the paraphernalia, the knickknacks and everything, and the way even the house was decorated, I'm like, this isn't even who I am. I mean,
is so true. And so because we all change. Anyways, it's not even their fault because, I think sometimes the husbands feel that way too. Like, wait, how did I get here? And so tell us kind of the steps. And is that what we're going to find in your book?
Yes. So, I mean, essentially, I go through the process that I went through, and it worked. But, you know, I had to learn through trial and error, and I figured once I figured it out, I'd put it on paper so other people maybe could avoid some of those painful points.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation was the key because it slows you down. It forces you to stop the chatter in your head, not saying that when you meditate, when you're new at it, that even when you're not new at it, you're going to have thoughts in your head, and you start to realize some of the negative self-talk that goes on in your mind, and you just slow down and listen to yourself rather than what everyone else thinks that you should do and think.
So, Patty, is this for only people that are dating, or is this even a good book for people to figure out who they are?
I think it's for anybody that wants to figure out who they are. Obviously, the risk in doing that if you are in a relationship is if you find out who you are, you might realize that
you don't want to be where you're at. Yeah, I guess so. So let me ask you, what was the biggest thing that you found that you really didn't know about yourself?
The one thing that I found that really helped me know about myself, I think applying several of the tools, not just the meditation, but journaling, taking the time to really analyze and self-examine the mistakes I had made and the role that I played, because it's really easy to finger point and blame everybody else, the rest of the world. But, you know, I had a role to play in those relationships, too, and realize, like, why did I choose this person or why did this person choose me and what did I like about the relationship and what didn't I like about the relationship to define exactly what I want. And then when I went back into the dating world, if I knew exactly what I wanted, then if anybody didn't meet those criteria, at least the must-have, then I wouldn't waste my time because time is precious, especially as you get older. Wouldn't waste my time with people that didn't meet that criteria or meet my requirements.
Because I think we're just
so excited to have the attention, the positive attention. It's
right.
Not about, it's like, oh, do they like me? Rather than think, well, maybe do I like them?
Oh, I like that. I like that. And you know what? I mean, so are you married?
No, I'm not. And I don't know if that's going to be my path. I'm fine with that. I just don't think that's the ultimate goal for me personally.
Okay.
So
do you talk about all the different tools that you use to find yourself?
Yes, I talk about, I guess, I even have specific exercises at the end of each chapter Some of them are like journaling exercises. I even have a couple questionnaires for people if they wanted to complete them to figure out exactly what they're looking for. So I do give recommendations on what I do, like the journaling piece or asking yourself certain self-examination type of questions to hone in on really what you want and how you feel about certain things.
I love it. I love it. And do you have an audio too? Is this audio?
No, it's just, no, I do not have an audio.
Okay. So you just have the book. How do we find your book, and give us one tip that you like, what's your top tip for our listeners out there to find out one, if you think you're stuck in a relationship that has no future?
So you can find the book at www.meditatetodate.com, or you can go to pattymartello.com. The number one tip would be to get off the wheel if you're in the dating. If you're in a relationship, I would say take the time to be alone, to think. On a regular, like a daily basis, or incorporate meditation into your daily life. Maybe start at 5 minutes and go to 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just to quiet the noise in your head and the influence, the external influences that may be changing your mind every minute, right?
There you go. I love it. Patty, thank you so much for being a guest. And I'm so glad you have your life back and that you're sharing it with so many other people.
Well, thanks for having me, Kim. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Please share our show and download our podcast so you can share you with all of your people, too.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you again. Take care. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're actually going to just go right on in. And I've got the top chef fan, a favorite Emmy Award-winning celebrity chef, Ryan Scott. And he's going to actually share some outdoor cooking trends with us. And, of course, we're on the last couple days of, we're done with summer, but there's still some really good weather out there. So let's talk with him. I'm excited to talk to you and get some outdoor cooking trends. It's so nice out. And of course, I always love talking to chefs. So give us some good stuff.
All right, Kim, you got it. Do you have 6 or 8 minutes? That's what I have on my card. I want to make sure you and I are in sync. And I'm not talking Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake.
We are golden.
Nobody got that joke.
I did. Oh, God. Did I miss the joke?
It was a bad one.
There you go.
It was a bad one. Okay. All right. Well, this is, and we are doing radio, no camera. I just want to make sure.
No, we're doing phone, and we're all good right now. You are on.
Anytime you're ready, my friend. Let's go for it.
You got it. We are ready. And, of course, I'm really excited to share Chef Ryan Scott. And, of course, we're going to talk about some of his Emmy Award-winning, food and recipes. And so I'm excited. Let's go, Ryan.
I wanted to see how you're going to segue Emmy Award winning and then recipes. That was good. You got this radio thing down, Kim. You're good at it.
16 years, Dave. Okay.
I was listening. I'm like, oh, she's well on. This is good. I'm excited to be on with you. Thank you for having me again. It was great to be here with my dear friends over at Open Nature. So let's get to talking about some summer grilling and some good food, Kim.
Yeah. So give us some secrets to making food fun and at the same time amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, after being on Top Chef and now a father of two young girls under the age of four, which is the ultimate Top Chef challenge, I gotta tell you, has definitely taught me how to be creative with pretty much any ingredient in my house. My young daughter Olive, which is my 3.5-year-old little love, keeps me on my culinary toes. So my daddy/chef secret weapon in the kitchen, Kim, is to always use high-quality, clean, pre-prepared ingredients. And a brand that I love and totally trust all the time is Open Nature. The Open Nature line is available right now at your Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions. And it has tons of product that can help you make super delicious meals ending in any day with a Y in it, so you can cook 7 days a week with it, whether it's their gluten-free pancake mix or their air-chilled, no antibiotic ever chicken. I know that when I'm using Open Nature, I can be confident that the food that I'm buying for my family is not only going to be super delicious, but also clean and minimally processed, Kim.
There you go. And let me ask you, so what's your secret of breakfasts? Everybody loves pancakes, right? So talk to us about what do you put in your pancakes?
Well, we got a couple days left in summer here, so we should still be adventuring out with either friends or family and creating some breakfast memories, also with minimal tools and little cleanup, because trust me, you can ask my wife, I am not good at washing dishes, but I am really, really good.
You don't
good.
Clean up as you go? Come on.
No, Kim.
My husband,
Kim.
Let me pat myself
on the back here. I clean as I go, but my wife is very meticulous the way she likes me to wash the dishes. So it's all good. We've been married 10 years, and I think I'm doing something pretty good here. And also, I think it's because I make really good pancakes. The pancakes that I'm making right now, I call them campfire, but you can do them indoor or outdoor. And they're my campfire mason jar gluten-free blueberry pancakes. What I do is I pre-portion the Open Nature gluten-free pancake baking mix inside a mason jar. I add a little bit of egg and some yogurt and some fresh blueberries. I cook it off in the griddle, and they turn out super delicious and beautiful. What helps is Open Nature has plenty of innovative products to help cover all lifestyles. They have what every single shopper is looking for, like gluten-free, plant-based, and a real plus one right now is high-protein food options, too.
Wow, I love it. I love it. So let me ask you a question. Do you ever put some, like, secret, you said you put blueberries in there. Do you ever put any other kind of fruit or, like, chocolate chips? Or what's your thought on that?
Kim, a fruit is not a chocolate chip.
I know, but, you know, why not, right? I mean,
yeah, you know,
I
cannot agree with you more. Also, I find that freeze-dried fruit goes really good inside pancakes, too. Sometimes I will also use a great granola for a crunch and fold it inside. So, you know, pancakes are a canvas for whatever you want to paint. Rita Kahlo, and also, you know, she's not going to be saying that's not a good piece of artwork. It's any way you want to paint it, any way you want to do it, it's delicious. And chocolate chips, if that's your jam, I say go with it.
There you go, carob maybe, okay? I don't know, but... There you go. Any tips for some tasty dinners?
Yes, tasty dinners and also lunch. We can't forget lunch is before dinner, and a big crowd pleaser is my chicken Caesar kebab wraps. What I do is I marinate the chicken in the usual suspects. You've got a little bit of lemon juice and chili and salt. I let them marinate for like 45 minutes, and then I skewer them with a little bit of red onion, cherry tomatoes. I cook them off on a high grill, anywhere from 5 to 6 minutes on either side. A good rule of thumb is you always let your protein rest for half the amount of time that you grill it. That way that chicken can rest and become a delicious afternoon carb-free afternoon snack. Open Nature does believe that food should be simple, and that's why everything in their line is made with no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives.
Oh, I love that recipe. Okay, and now Ryan, okay, as you corrected me there, let's go to dinner now.
I just call it brunch. That means you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, BLD, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, any way that you want. But if you are going to talk dinner, the One Pan Wonder is my southern skillet. It's made with Open Nature's wild-caught northern Atlantic sea scallops, roasted red pepper, and garlic chicken sausage, which is also from Open Nature. It's phenomenal. I put this all inside a cast iron pan with a little bit of beer. If you want to be kid-friendly, you don't have to put the beer or wine in it, but it's you and I talking, so we put beer and wine. A little heavy cream and a little bit of butter. It creates a reduction on these scallops that make delicious flavor. I like to serve alongside this a little Open Nature gluten-free cornbread. Now you've got a meal packed with lean protein and ingredients that are minimally processed and free of 110 additives like nitrates, Kim.
Wow. You know what? So do we have all these recipes that you're talking about? Because they sound amazing.
Yes. You can find the recipes online at Albertsons.com/our brands, Vons.com/our brands, or Pavilions.com/our brands. You can also find everything online or at their stores. Check them out. They have delivery and drive up and go. Everything is there for added convenience.
But let me ask you a question. You actually have a book, don't you? No Fuss Family Cookbook?
Yeah, that is my third cookbook. No Fuss Family Cookbook came out in the middle of May, and it was a bestseller for the first 3 weeks on Amazon in 4 categories, and one of the number one cookbooks in the world for the first 2 weeks, which was major kudos to my team and I. And here's the thing, just like Open Nature, you open this book up, and I have tricks, hacks, tips, and things that I'm always looking for, and having ingredients that are readily available at hand, and also gluten-free, and are paying attention to all the trends today that are plant-based, you find it strewn all through my cookbook. So you may say that I'm Emmy award winning and have, you know, multiple restaurants and whatnot, but man, I also cook for two young girls and my wife. So any tips, tricks, and hacks that I can get, open nature is in my back pocket constantly in my house.
I love that. You know what? I love what you do. I love your personality, and I would love to have you back on because cooking is one of my favorite passions to do. My husband and I are always trying new recipes, and we'll drive as far as we can to get to a different restaurant just to absorb the ingredients and see what the tastes are, and we just, I love that. That's something we love doing. So I would love to have you back because I know our time is limited right now, but where do we find out all this information about what we've been talking about?
Well, Kim, thank you for the invite, and I would love to come back anytime, and you can find all the Open Nature products in-store and online, and again, you can go to Albertsons.com/our brands, you can go to Vons.com/our brands, or Pavilions.com/our brands, and please don't forget, this is something I live by. They do have delivery and drive up and go for added convenience, and I think they did that just for me.
I think, you know what, I love that about that. And, of course, that's so safe for all everyone. And, of course, I thank you so much, Chef Brian. If you are just missing any part of this, download our podcast and you'll hear it there, too. But we've got some great stuff that is for every day and, of course, Labor Day recipe fun. So thank you so much. And, Ryan, I'm going to reach out to you. I would love to have you back.
Sounds great, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we love that you are here. And we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Do good, and good will come to you. With that, have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy, when I turn it on. All through my city.